This week, the lecture focused more on publishing our own podcasts. I learned some different and helpful tools when editing my recording on Audacity. Noise removal helps to get rid of any humming, but not any alternative sound. I applied my knowledge from last week's lecture that it's possible to create a profile and remove it in order to give my recording a good quality of sound. The website Podomatic was introduced to us in order to keep our audio files together. Then we were shown the codes which are needed when including links into your podcast file. I found it very beneficial to revise the different elements that are involved in HTML text, as I am finding it quite difficult in my other information studies module, web publishing. All this new information is helpful to me on a personal level, as I have always had a great interest in podcasts, but never knew the resources to create one. We then learned about how important a valid RSS link is to your podcast, and the website where you can validate it. One can then upload it to iTunes, where others can subscribe to any future audio podcasts you wish to submit. When uploading to iTunes, there are a number of procedures that one should take. It is important to note that content cannot be edited in iTunes Store. It must only be edited in the RSS feed. Our photographic task for this week was to determine whether the photograph was presented better as a landscape or portrait. It was in order to judge whether certain images are better taken in the form of a portrait or landscape scene. I decided to take both a landscape and portrait photograph of the engineering building in UCD, overlooking the new lake. The differences between the two images is that the image represented better as a landscape, as it included all the beautiful aspects that I wanted to include in my photograph. The portrait framing suited certain images, such as people or upright objects. I decided that the landscape framing was a better choice due to its large capacity.